So, of course, Ray Bradbury is right up there with the major science fiction writers of the 20th century. During his lifetime, millions of copies of books like The Martian Chronicles, The Illustrated Man, Something Wicked This Way Comes were published in dozens of languages. He received a special Pulitzer citation in 2007, which praised him as an unmatched author of science fiction and fantasy. We remembered a conversation we had in 2004 when Michael Moore's scathing documentary about the Bush administration, Fahrenheit 9/11, came out. Bradbury objected to the use of the title. It was borrowed from his 1953 novel Fahrenheit 451, the prescient tale of book burning and mind control, a futuristic society with full-screen TVs on the wall, radios on our heads.
I found out about this in Variety magazine. I called Variety. I said, "What's going on?" And they gave me Michael Moore's phone number, his company, and I called them and I said, "Why haven't you been in touch?" They said, "Well, Michael Moore will call you this afternoon." He never called. Hmm. So I think not only is he a thief, but he's an impolite thief.
Well, we have heard that Michael Moore also says that 451 is the temperature at which books burn and 9/11 is the temperature at which freedom burns.
That's a metaphorical concept of his. It has nothing to do with my book, you see.
Yeah, and explain for those who have a hazy memory of the book, the concept of book burning and firefighters as it was laid out in your book.
Well, in the future, I imagine the firemen, having nothing to do, would be given the job of going around and finding books and burning them.
And, of course, this was part of an attempt in the book to sort of mind control and take away information from people.
It's partially true. The main failure, which is described in the book, is the failure of school teachers, of educators, to teach children to read and write starting in the kindergarten and the first grade. So if you don't teach them to read and write, when they get older, you don't have to burn the books because they don't need the book.
Well, you know, some today would draw an analogy between your concept of book burning and education and what they see now as an attempt to control information, you know, the Patriot Act, the fight that librarians have fought against parts of the Patriot Act. And they see that connection between your book and what Michael Moore is doing.
It's a false connection. It's one that he's made, and he's trying to connect my book to his project, and I don't want to be connected to his project.
Well, let me ask you something. Why don't you want to be connected? Does it have to do with your politics?
No. It has to do with him being a thief.
There's a new edition of your book out with a new question and answer in it. You were asked in that book, and I'd like to ask you again, if you think the country is indeed moving closer to the fictional America that you wrote about 50 years ago. Do you think it is?
In some ways, our main failure is education. We are not teaching reading and writing in the kindergarten and the first grade. But other things happened that were even more amazing. I thought I would be an old man when we went to the moon, and by God, I was only 49 years old. A wonderful accomplishment. And more young authors are having a chance to be heard. So that's all very positive.
One last question. You are understandably unhappy, but I'm guessing that the sale of your books is going to go up because of the film.
Well, I hope so, and I hope this film sinks away and is forgotten.
So far, your book has, you know, had 50 years on it and hasn't been.
My book is still in all the schools, which makes me very happy.
Ray Bradbury, from a conversation in 2004. He died yesterday. By the way, a fan has set up a Twitter account, at Ray Bradbury, where you can read Ray's words. Here are some. He mentioned books. He says, "You don't have to burn books to destroy a culture. Just get people to stop reading them." Or a good night's sleep, a 10-minute brawl, or a pint of chocolate ice cream, or all three together, good medicine. And you have to know how to accept rejection and reject acceptance. And our colleague Alex Ashlock is reminded of his favorite Bradbury book, Dandelion Wine, which tells the story of a young boy growing up in small-town Illinois, as Alex did. In Dandelion Wine, Ray Bradbury writes, "Sitting on the summer night porch was so good, so easy, so reassuring that it could never be done away with. These were rituals that were right and lasting. The lighting of pipes, the pale hands that moved knitting needles in the dimness, the eating of foil-wrapped chill Eskimo pies, the coming and going of all the people." Ray Bradbury, gone at 91. Back with the Alabama Shakes, here and now.